Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 18th, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We're less than 2 weeks away from the Legal Shield International Convention in Dallas, Texas. While there, you do not want to miss our out on our Moore Success Team breakout session. It's always like a family reunion. You will get some great training from some of the top Legal Shield associates on our team, and we'll leave with a game plan and how to put all the new things that you learn while at the convention together and put everything into play. Our breakout session will be from 9 a.m. till noon on Sunday, March 31st. If you haven't yet registered, just go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered right away. Now, it is my honor to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He is a top leader on our More Success Team, a $200,000 income earner, and a Millionaire Club member. He has a true rags-to-riches story in Legal Shield. He's from the great state of Utah. Mr. Dave Hall, welcome to the call.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Moore, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be invited to talk on the Moore Success Team call. The Moore Success Team was a legendary organization for Mr. Ken Moore, and going down now numerous generations of just incredible leaders, servant leaders that have made this team just an absolute joy to be part of. And I'm excited to talk tonight about something that you really just brought up, which is the convention. But for the newer people on the call, let me do a quick Dun & Bradstreet on who it is that's the guest host on the call tonight. Because they always make it sound very prestigious in the introduction about who the special guest is. But the truth is, my background is not nearly as prestigious as the introduction, because I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And I started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week around a busy schedule with a day job and delivering pizzas at night. I had a wife and two kids. Was driving a salvaged title Geo Metro, living in the basement of somebody else's real estate. And, you know, it was shown to me by a lady that just said, hey, I've got something to show you. It'll take 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And I'd already tried a few other home-based businesses and failed miserably at them, and was kind of obligated to take an oath with my wife that there would never be another one. But we looked at the information with an open mind, and 15 minutes later, we were at least in as members. I didn't see this as really a financial vehicle for me, but we definitely wanted the membership. But when we found out how much she made for just showing us a 15-minute video, we realized we knew other people that could benefit from it. And so, you know, that 5 to 10 hours a week started paying me more than my job. And, you know, a few months later, I went full-time. Second year, I made a six-figure income with the company, and, you know, life's only gotten better today. It's, you know, over $200,000 a year. But, you know, when I was 16, my father was diagnosed with cancer. I was one of 9 children at home. I was one of the oldest ones. And when the bills weren't getting paid, cars got repossessed in the middle of the night, and the sheriff's department showed up at our house and informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction, and we had to vacate the president, the residence, and that we had to be out within 24 hours. Or literally, our church came over and literally moved us overnight. Now, my parents had always told me to go to school, get good grades, get a great resume, and get a good job. And both of my parents are college-educated people, but there was something a little bit more important, and that was survival. So I left school to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs, and that's why 10 years later, I was still doing manual labor jobs, working 2-3 jobs just to try to stay broke. And, you know, corporate America always held that against me, that because you have a 10th grade education, here's your glass ceiling. And it was a pretty low ceiling. But with Legal Shield, here's what I found out. They didn't care about my age, race, religion, political beliefs, nothing. None of that mattered. Here's what mattered. The more people you help, the more money you make. That's all that matters. So I finally found a level playing field that I could compete with someone with a PhD. If I can go help more people than Dr. So-and-so, I make more money than Dr. So-and-so. I love that concept. And first year, you know, it was up and down. There was nothing going on here in the state of Utah. There were no briefings, no trainings, no Super Saturdays. There was nothing. So literally, we kind of had to build it from scratch. And I'm just going to tell you, we built it the wrong way. We built it doing everything you should not do because we didn't know. We had nobody mentoring us or training us on how to do it. So we just did what we knew, what we learned from other failed companies that we were involved with. Funny thing is, I joined in November of 99, and, well, a few months later, there was a big event in Oklahoma. And quite honestly, my upline had never been to a convention, and so they didn't know how to promote the convention. Here's how it was promoted. Hey, there's an event in Oklahoma in the spring. If you want to go, we know how to buy tickets. That was the promotion. So it's kind of like, hey, if you happen to have some extra time and you happen to have some extra money and you want to go, we can find you a ticket. Well, none of those were true. I didn't have the time, I didn't have the money, and I didn't want to go. And consequently, I didn't go. Well, ironically, 4 months after convention, for the next 4 months, I didn't sell a single cell. Nobody on my team sold a cell. My entire organization quit. And people who went to that convention were coming home talking about how excited they were and how things were blowing up and just how awesome things were. And I'm like going, how can everything be awesome? Everyone on my team has quit the business. Like, I'm the only person left, and I'm not selling anything. And quite honestly, my belief level was dropping. And in July of that year, there was another event in Las Vegas. Now, this one was a lot closer, but here's the difference. The first event in Oklahoma, they asked me if I wanted to come. The event in Las Vegas, they told me I had to be there. They told me it was as important as boarding the ark in the days of Noah. They told me there was no plan B. You're either there or you're dead. You're out of the company. And I felt that sense of urgency. I'm like, okay, if you guys say I need to be there, I guess I'll be there. But see, now they had been to a convention, so they could see the people that went, here's their results. The people who didn't go, here's their results. The ones who didn't go usually died between conventions. The ones who went to the convention, maybe they weren't the top money earners. Maybe they weren't the top recruiters and producers, but at least they were still in the game, and they were still moving forward. We didn't have performance clubs, but they were producers. That was the difference. The ones who went were producers. The ones who didn't quit. And so they're like, Dave, you've got to go. They saw in me something I didn't see in me, and a belief level that got rid of my excuses and got me to commit to be in Las Vegas. So I went to Las Vegas, and I was dirt poor. I mean, I had so many hurdles that I had to get through to get just from Utah to Las Vegas, and that's a bordering state. But I got there. Nobody on my team would go with me. I went all alone. Now, another reason why nobody on my team went with me is because I didn't promote it because I had never been to one, so I asked people if they wanted to go. Again, a big difference in growing your team is you don't ask them. You tell them. They have to be there. It's non-negotiable with love, okay, and tact. But I went to this event. And I got to spend 3 days at the footsteps of icons. I got to sit there on the second and third row through most sessions because there was no reserved seating back then. It was first come, first served. Second and third row and listen to self-made millionaires talk about their journey, the process, what to do, what not to do. Just that information shortened my learning curve by years. And I was bawling through half the convention. And then Saturday night, Mr. Stonecipher comes on stage. And I lost it. I was like, oh my gosh, this man is a godsend. His passion for justice just burned right through me. And I felt like we were like brothers. Like, I have a desire to do what you're doing, helping people, changing the justice system. It wasn't about just making money. It was about changing lives. And I came home from that event with an energy you couldn't have found anywhere else in the world. I remember coming home to a wife who didn't go to convention. Some of you might be able to relate to this. I didn't sleep. I got in my car and drove home. And I come running in the house. And I had grandioso visions of what Legal Shield was going to do for our family. And I remember picking my wife up and just hugging her and yelling, we're going to be millionaires. We are going to be millionaires. With all the enthusiasm and passion that I could muster. And she looked at me and said, you might want to pay the disconnect notice hanging on the front door first. And while I was gone, the utilities were about ready to be shut off because, well, we were a few months behind. But you know what? That didn't kill my energy, my enthusiasm for what I found at convention. So I went to work, and thank God that we paid daily because I got the utilities paid and we kept the lights on, okay? But now I went to work with knowledge and a system and doing things that were duplicable, which was what I wasn't doing before I went to convention. And I had a totally different energy and belief about me. And then in October of that year, 2000, they had a regional event in Dallas, Texas, but it was for executive directors and above. It was like a leadership summit. They said, but you have to be executive director if you want to come to this event. And I hadn't sold membership or anyone on my team for 4 months, and everyone had quit on my team. But I went to work with what I learned in Las Vegas. And within 3 months, by Dallas, we had added over 200 new people to our team. We went executive director. We made over $5,000 that month, and it just kept growing from there. And our business took off next year. We got our six-figure ring. And as they say, you know, the rest is history. But now I want to tell you why that it all happened because somebody promoted the event to me. Somebody said, Vegas is non-negotiable. You're going. If they would have put it any other way, it would have been a few million dollars lost. Because I wouldn't have gone. I was already basically out of the business. I had a good little run, and then I quit. They promoted it properly to me. Therefore, I made the decision to go. But then it gets better. I came home, and I used that information, and I started to grow my team. But then came the spring convention in Oklahoma, and my team had momentum. We were growing. Business was good. We were executive directors, and I knew I had dozens of people on my team that I knew needed to be at convention. But they were a lot like I was the first convention that rolled around for me. A lot of them had jobs that they couldn't get time off of. They didn't have money. They didn't have supportive spouses. They just had a lot of reasons why it just wasn't going to work. And I remember hearing all the excuses. Dave, I can't make this one, but I promise you I'll be there at the next one. Oh, Dave, I ain't got the money. Or they waited too late. All of a sudden, you know, it's 2 weeks out from convention, and you know, I got my game face on, and I'm promoting being in Oklahoma, and they're like, man, have you looked at airfare, Dave? It's like $500. Dude, I can't do that. And good people, I mean, salt of the earth, awesome people, producers on my team. And I just knew if they didn't get to convention that they probably weren't going to be there by the time the fall came around. And so I had to become a problem solver for my team. And I want to talk to all of you out there that maybe you've been around a little while and you're going, man, I don't have very many people on my team going to convention. If you want to break through that glass ceiling and you want to become someone who's, you know, making a good six-figure income, I remember gentleman Eric Worre told me years and years and years ago, if you can get 100 people on your team to a national event, stick a fork in it. You'll make six figures. You're done. You've got enough people that saw the vision that it will grow on its own at that point. And ironically, the first time that we had 100 people registered for our event was when we walked the stage and we got our six-figure ring. And I knew that that was the case. I knew that Mr. Worre was right. The goal was getting 100 people there. But it doesn't start with this event in Dallas. This event is the one that you put the foundation in place to make the run for the fall event of 2019. So how does that happen? Well, here I am, getting ready for that spring event in Oklahoma after my first convention. I had 10 to 15 or so people on my team that were registered for convention, but I had dozens that should be there, that needed to be there, that hadn't made the commitment yet to be there. And that's what was killing me. It was like, dude, I'm going to see if I can make it. I'm going to see if I can try. And I realized, I've got to get you guys there. I've got to get you there. And I'm looking at airfare. Airfare's too much to ask these people now to do it. So now it's a drive. And it's a 24-hour drive from Utah to Oklahoma City. But I knew there was hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line, possibly millions, possibly my team being here. I knew for me there was too much on the line to just say, I hope they figure out a way to solve their problems. At the beginning of your business, you're a tour guide. You're a travel agent. You're a promoter. You're everything. You have to wear every single one of those hats if you want it to grow. So I walked down the street to Sam Barker's house. Sam Barker had a large family, but he also had a large van. I knocked on his door. Said, Sam, hey, I need to talk to you. Hey, I've got a business event that I need to be at, and I got a bunch of people that need to go with me, and some more people that can fit in my car. Could we trade cars for a few days, and I take your van? He's like, sure, I don't see why not. I said, I'll change the oil for you when I bring it back. He's like, okay. So I traded my little Subaru for Sam Barker's van. Now I had a big old Econoline van, I think hold like 15 people or something like that. And I knew I needed all 15 of those seats. I needed every single one of them. So now where's everyone's luggage going to go? Well, I knew another guy, his name was Kendall. Kendall had a little 5x8 enclosed construction trailer that he pulled around behind his truck. I'm like, call up Kendall. Hey, Kendall, any chance I could borrow that trailer for a few days? I need to haul a few things. He's like, well, it's kind of got like my compressors and my nail guns, my air hoses, everything in it. He goes, if you don't mind pulling it all out and storing it in your garage and putting it all back in when you're done. I go, that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. So he's like, yeah. So I borrowed his trailer, took it over to my house, took all the shelves out of it, took all the air compressors. I stripped it down to just the wood. And then I hooked it up to that van, and I filled that van with 15 people. Because now all of a sudden, it's, hey, do you got $40 to pitch in for gas instead of $400? By the way, we're going to be playing games. We're going to listen to some audio series, some personal development that's absolutely awesome. We're going to be role-playing. It's like a college road trip on steroids. And I sold the vision of being in that van with us. And I got all 15 people to agree to get in that van and go to convention. I had to book the hotels. I had to make sure that everything, everyone, tickets were in place, hotels, convention tickets, everything was ready there for all 15 people. And let me tell you, I had to put a few people on drink restriction on that trip because they had the smallest bladders in the world. I'm like, didn't we just stop 30 minutes ago for a rest? And they're asking again. I'm like, all right, sorry, guys. We got to get there. So, you know, I don't want anyone to have an accident, but we got to keep moving down the road. It was fun, though. It was fun. So I got the entire group there. We had so much fun staying up late, talking, dream building, everything like that, all the way there. And afterwards, we couldn't get home fast enough to apply what we learned there at convention. Well, that was the year we got our six-figure ring. That was the year our business really started to explode coming out of that, because that group, the people, the 10 or 15 that had registered before that, the other 15 that I took in the van, that nucleus of about 25 to 30 people was the nucleus that grew our team to over 100 at the next convention. That was the foundation that we built, the organization we have today. Numerous of those people that were in that van are still active producing associates on my team today, because they were there when we're wild and crazy, and it's all we knew. It's all we knew was get there. Just solve the problem. Get there. There are numerous people on this call tonight. You've got people on your team that are thinking about going, but they got a problem. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's airfare. Who knows what it is? But with the right leader who, with love, can influence them to eliminate those obstacles, we'll get them there. You getting that person there is what hinges on them being active in the business 6 months from today. How valuable is that person to your team? Not just being here 6 months from now, but maybe being in Performance Club for the next 6 months. Maybe being a future executive director on your team. Maybe being a future ring earner on your team. Maybe being somebody that builds a large organization like the More Success team 20 years from now. But not being there will be the reason why they quit the business. That could be millions of dollars. That could be lives changed immensely. And it all comes down to how good are we, the leaders on this call, at promoting the vision to the people who deserve the abundance that Mr. Stonecipher has set up for each and every one of us. Right now, there are people that if they got a call from you saying, I really want you there with me, I've got room in my hotel room for you, I really want you there, we got an extra seat in our car, I really want you there, I can help you out with one thing or another. I've had people on my team leave their kids here at my house for 3 days while they went to convention. And my wife has stepped in and said, I'll watch their kids. Simply because my wife knows we benefit from working as a team together in this business. But when you got a single mom that says, Dave, I'd love to be there, but I don't have any relatives that can watch my kids. And the only option is somebody needs to watch her kids, and she's going. And you see there's a potential executive director in that person. We solved the problem. That's what leaders do for our teams, is we help solve those problems. So I want each and every one of you to just think tonight, who on my team deserves to be there? What if it's only one? What if you all reached out and just helped one person solve a problem this week and get them to convention? Here's what I'm going to commit. I'm going to go help 4 or 5 people between this week and next week solve the problem of how to get to Dallas. I don't even know who they are. I don't know what their problems are. But I'm going to make phone calls and say, I want you there. somebody offered me a spot in Las Vegas on their hotel room floor. That's what I needed to hear. I'm like, hold on. I can get my Geo Metro, catch a good tailwind behind a semi with one tank of gas. I can be there. I can sleep on your hotel room floor and pack some food storage. My costs to get there were minimal. The biggest expense was the hotel room every single night. They eliminated it. I'm like, okay, I can make that. So I want you to find somebody that you can bless their life and solve their problem. Help them figure out how to solve that problem. I remember years ago Jeff Olson said, you'll get paid in proportion to the size of the problems you can solve in life. If the biggest problem you can solve is what grows in the grocery bag first, the produce or the canned goods, you'll always stay a bagger. We've got people on our team that have problems. We're problem solvers. Those problems will pay you millions if you can solve them now. People deserve to hear the More Success Team story at breakouts. People deserve to hear the success stories. People deserve to hear from Damon John. People deserve the opportunity Harlan Stonecipher set up for us. We need to make sure that they're there and not at a recap. This week, let's focus on getting more people there. With that said, Mr. Moore, I'm going to throw the call back to Oklahoma.
Well, Dave, you did an outstanding job tonight. That's one thing that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Mr. Dave Hall tonight. He's a master promoter, but when you come to our breakout session, you'll get to meet this gentleman in person. He is fantastic on stage. He's genuine, and he's very, very good at helping you solve your problems. So one of the top people on our team, Dave, you did an outstanding job. Have you got maybe just a couple of minutes for a question or two?
I'll be happy to.
All right, let's see here. Let me look on my call here. Let's go to Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheever. Damian, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine. I put you on the spot, but I thought you might have a question or a comment.
Well, I definitely have a comment. I'm just so grateful to Mr. Hall. Did everyone catch what I heard? Because Mr. Hall, or actually not Mr. Hall, Mrs. Hall is going to be watching all 11 of my kids while we're at convention, and any of the ones that you want to drop off as well. That's what I heard. But, no, in all seriousness, you know, you've got an amazing story, but I know you have tons and tons and tons of other stories. Just out of curiosity, because you got Ryan Burns to convention the 1 year, how much money have you made just from getting one other person? Because that's one of the things you talked about, is helping someone get there. It could cost you millions if you don't.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because Mr. Burns came to a convention with one carload of people. So they got five people in that carload. They came out of that convention, and between convention to convention, they added 600 new associates to their team. And 90% of those new associates, those 600 people, 90% of them came from the five people that were in the car. Now, it's funny, because he had dozens of people on his team, but they didn't come. The five people who said, yeah, I'll go, were the five people that built the other next 600. He got his ring that year. Also, you know, the next year he had over 100 people there at convention. That organization there has paid me close to $500,000. $500,000. But again, it was promoting to Ryan. Now, we promoted it to Ryan because I knew he was a blue personality. He just loved having fun. We promoted it to Ryan as just a big party in Las Vegas. And he's like, I'm in. I love it. Parties, Las Vegas, let's do it. But that was the easiest promotion I've probably ever done. Hey, we're going to Vegas. He's a single guy. Likes to have fun. It's going to be a huge party. A whole lot of rich people. You can hang out with all of them. Boom. He came down there and just blew it up after that. So, you know, again, promoting it to one person, paid me almost $500,000 from one promotion. Who is it right now in your team that with the proper promotion will put $500,000 in your bank account in the next few years? I don't know who it is, but you probably do. And how much have you asked them if they want to be there, or have you told them they've got to be there? They are that important to you. Have you told them how much you love and care about their future success and that you want to help them, but they've got to be there?
Oh, awesome stuff. And real quick, what's the importance of being at the breakout?
The breakout is kind of like the cherry on top of the sundae. It's like we get to, from a big room, sit in, you know, 10,000-person auditorium, and you see these little people on stage. Most of the time, you're watching the big screen because it's easier to see them there and stuff like that. But we're going to get the nuts and the bolts and stuff in the arena. But then in the breakout session, so you're sitting belly-to-belly, face-to-face with ring earners, Millionaire Club members, the Moors, legends in the company. You get to shake their hand, get their picture taken, but then you get your 30, 60, 90-day marching orders, kind of like, all right, guys, coming out of here, here's what you learned, here's what we're going to do to beat the same drum and apply it coming out of here. And it just sends you off with such a huge gust of wind behind your sail. It's critical, critical to make sure you book all your travel plans to leave Sunday afternoon after the More Success Team breakout.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right, back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Damian, good job there. Mr. Hall, again, I want to thank you for being tonight's very special guest speaker. You did an outstanding job. Can't wait to see you, all of you guys in person. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the type of people you'll see: Damian Schubert, you'll see Dave Hall, you'll see a lot of the top leaders on our team at our breakout session, so you just don't want to miss it. And if you'd like to have hear a replay of tonight's call, it'll, of course, we post all the calls on our More Success Team website. And so they're up there for somebody, maybe they didn't get to hear what Mr. Hall had to say tonight. I think it'd be worth their time if they did get to hear him because he did a great job. Thanks again, Dave. Appreciate you very much. All right, Mr.
Night.
Ken Moore would always end every call with, let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield. So we continue that tradition. Until next Monday night, good night, everyone.